Hello, this is Vic Johnson with another MP3 zine from MP3Motivators.com. This week, one of America's best communicators, Brian Tracy, shares some keys to an effective conversation in this excerpt from his program, Communicate for Success.
There are three parts of any conversation. This goes back to the original work by Aristotle in Aristotle's Rhetoric, in the second part of the Nicomachean Ethics, which makes me sound very erudite. He said the first part of conversation is ethos. Ethos has to do with the character of the person. Emerson said, "What you are shouts at me so loudly, I can't hear a word you're saying." Character is terribly important. Credibility, believability. It's the character of the person. A person who has high character can say little and be enormously influential. A person like Mother Teresa could say a few words and change a person's life. A person with limited character just doesn't have the same effect. 2B is pathos. Pathos is the second part of communication. It means connecting with the emotions. And we connect with the emotions when we tune in and focus in on the person and their problems and their needs. As a friend of mine who was selling once said to a client that had been going around in circles, he said, "Let's stop talking. Just tell me, where does it hurt?" And he waited. And then the fellow told him what the real problems were in the company that this consultant could help. Always remember, people are carrying a heavy load. There was a wonderful line I read that said, if every person who complains about their problems could come from all corners of the earth and take and pile their problems in a heap, and if each person could see the size and gravity of the problems of others, they would sneak forward shamefacedly and take their petty problems away and creep into the night. And I think it's an interesting thing when you consider that we have problems, but so many other people have vastly greater problems than us. And when you tune in to other people's problems and concerns, it's amazing how much better your life is. And C is logos, is the factual content of the conversation. And the factual content is often the least important, the logos. But until you have established character and connected with the emotions of the other person, the words you say, the argument, is really not relevant. In selling, what do we say? In selling, you establish rapport, which is the character. You seek the underlying problem or need, which is connecting with the pathos. And only then do you talk about your product or service, which is the logos. And in dealing with anybody in life, it's those three. Well, number two, there are three elements to any conversation. According to Albert Mehrabian, who is a professor of social sciences at the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA, he said, words only account for 7% of the message. When you talk, it's only 7% is the words. That's why they say in speaking, people will forget most of what you say, but they will remember the way you said it. And B is the tone of voice accounts for fully 38%. Women, by the way, are far more sensitive than men. The rule is that women have a much richer inner life than men. And women are very sensitive to tones of voice and to very tiny changes in tones of voice. How many men have heard this? I know I have. When I said, "Well, I just said this," she said, "It's not what you said. It's your tone of voice." So, tone of voice is important, and that's why we need to give some thought to it, because if we're in a hurry or busy or rushed, sometimes our tone of voice can be clipped or short, and it can be hurtful. Body language accounts for fully 55% of your communication. And the rule is that people believe the dominant message. What message is dominant? For example, if you say, "Well, do you love me?" "Yeah, sure, I love you." Do people believe the words or the dominant message, which is the body language and the tone of voice? But if you say, "Yes, I love you," then they believe the totality. And that's why the very best message is a message that is synchronized. The words, the tone of voice, and the body are all synchronized to the message. Very important. That's why when somebody talks to you, it's important you turn toward them and face them directly when you talk to them and listen closely to what they say and nod and pay attention. That's very important than saying, "Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, go ahead, I'm listening," over the back of your shoulder. Very important. I taught this to parents, by the way, a very simple thing. When you have small children and you talk to your children, get down at their eye level. It is so immensely different for a child, rather than looking up at a giant, to have their parent looking at them eye level to eye level. Very important.